T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I just wanted to say this is the greatest show that Kansas City's ever had.
Here comes the rain again, falling on my head like a memory, falling on my head like a new emotion. I want to walk in the open wind. I want to talk like lovers do. Want to dive into your ocean.
See, I'm being serious, 2150. This is the kind of stuff that I understand when it comes to the weather. I don't tell me about nebulous clouds and all this other stuff. I need stuff like 2150 wrote in. Hey, man, it's super dark in Leavenworth.
That's all you need.
Okay.
Like the
it's
guy
raining
on,
real hard.
That the weatherman on Family Guy. It's raining.
Yeah, that tells me a lot more than, well, then we have this cold front moving on here, and then there's a warm front right behind it. That doesn't mean anything to me. I need, man, it's super dark up here in Leavenworth.
When do I need to duck?
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
So we've got some storms moving in, ladies and gentlemen, so be prepared for that. People are saying it between Topeka. See, and this here's another one that I understand. It is pouring between Lawrence and Topeka. Thank you. Thank you. That's exactly what I need to know.
I did just get a text from one great Dan Weinbaum, who informed me that our weather report is outdated and we need to remind people of the severe thunderstorm warnings in the area.
Yes, you want to do that? You got it? Or you want me to
do it? I
do
not have it in
front of me. Okay, I can do it. There are severe thunderstorm warnings in effect for the Kansas side of the state line, Leavenworth, Wyandotte, Johnson counties until 4 o'clock this afternoon. Over on the Missouri side of the state line, Platte, Clay, Clinton, Jackson counties until 4 o'clock this afternoon as well. Did that one from memory. Not bad at all.
Well done.
George Guastella, the CEO of Union Station, will join us right after 3:15. The Auschwitz exhibit is going to open on Monday. They have already pre-sold 70,000 tickets.
In 2 hours.
No, that's Garth.
Oh.
We're talking about Auschwitz. Listen. Yeah, maybe listen to the show you produce.
Yep.
I love you. I do love you. But they have pre-sold 70,000 tickets. We were talking on the phone. He said, yeah, I can't remember if it's first 2 weeks or first 2 months. I think it's 2 weeks. There are no openings available because you have to get them on date and time.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like they did with when Princess Diana's dresses came years and years ago. You had to show up at a certain time.
That? Really? Wow.
For what? The Princess Diana exhibit?
Uh-huh.
Oh, it was huge. It was huge. I went. You had to stand in line. You had to show up at on your date and time,
yeah,
right? And then they would run the first group through and while you waited. And then when it came your turn, your group's turn, you guys all went in. You went through and looked at Princess Diana and all that. Not her, but you know,
that I would have stood in line for.
That would have been weird. But and then when you guys were all done, then the next group comes in. He said all Saturdays are booked for months.
Yeah. It's going to break my heart. I'm going to go because I have to go, and it's going to break my heart.
It might open your eyes, too.
Oh, hey, listen. Have you been to the Holocaust Museum in D.C.?
I have been to the one in D.C., and then I was telling Mackie yesterday, because he's seen the Auschwitz exhibit, I've been to the concentration camp of Dachau twice.
Yeah. Just it's so incredibly moving and so incredibly heartbreaking, but necessary. And that's why I say I have to go. There's no choice.
I think everybody should go.
Oh, absolutely. But I know what I'm going to feel when I come out of there. And that part I'm not looking forward to, but it's absolutely vital to do it.
What do you think you're going to feel?
The same thing I felt when I walked out of the Holocaust Museum. I'm going to be completely drained.
Yep.
And I'm going to be heartbroken and bewildered and confused that anything like that could have happened while conscientious, living, breathing human beings lived on this planet.
Mackie went and saw it yesterday. And, you know, he writes for In Kansas City magazine.
Yeah.
And this isn't a dig on them. I mean, you know, he works. They need a review.
Sure.
They wanted the review yesterday after he got done. And he told them, I need a day just to process what I just saw.
Yeah.
The man of many words could only get out the word gobsmacked when you asked him how he felt about it.
Yeah. That mirrors exactly what my experience was in Washington, D.C., because, you know, you walk in out of a clear blue sky, you know, beautiful day, and you're thinking, okay, I'm going to learn a little history. I'm going to see this museum. Yeah, I know, you know, the horrors of everything that went down. And then you see it face to face, and you just are completely overwhelmed by it.
Now, to what Sam was talking about a minute or two ago, Garth Brooks, whose August 7th show at Arrowhead Stadium was announced last week, almost certainly will break Taylor Swift's record for concert attendance at the nearly 50-year-old Arrowhead Stadium. But that does not mean tickets will be easy to come by when they went on or were easy to come by when they went on sale at 10 o'clock this morning. Did you say they sold 70,000 tickets in 2 hours?
Between 10 o'clock this morning and noon today, they sold 70,000 tickets.
Elton John was Arrowhead's first major act in 1973. He drew about 30,000 fans. Tickets, by the way, for that show in 1973 were $7. Even huge draws like the Rolling Stones and Eagles in 1975, each pulling in about 30,000. The Jackson 5 kicked off their victory tour at Arrowhead in 1984. They drew 45,000. Tour officials are not saying how many tickets they've made available for Brooks, but a sellout is a sure thing. All 86,000 plus seats for the August 14th concert at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, Nebraska, sold in 75 minutes. That tells me two things. Garth Brooks, and he doesn't tour very often, is a huge freaking draw.
Everywhere. Yes. No question.
I remember when he did 9 consecutive nights at the Sprint Center. He'd do one show.
He had only planned for 2.
Originally?
It sold out so quickly that he added a third, and that sold out in like 5 minutes, yeah. And it just kept kept adding nights.
But you remember, this was when he was, quote, retired.
Yeah.
Okay? And so what he would do, because he lives in Oklahoma, is he would fly into the downtown airport, do the show at night, fly straight back out after the show, back to his home in Oklahoma, take his daughter to this actually made me feel good for him.
Aww.
Take his daughter to school the next morning, get back on a plane, fly back to Kansas City, and or like a day later, maybe take a night off, then fly back to Kansas City, spend the afternoon here, do the show at night, fly right back home.
And can you imagine I'm not going to make any comparisons for, you know, between what we do and what he does, but can you imagine expending that kind of energy? Because I've never seen Garth Brooks live except for on TV, you know, see video footage of it. That's what I hear. And that, you don't know how much that takes out of a person, putting on that kind of a show. Yeah, he does it for a living, and yeah, he gets paid very well to do it for a living. That's a gauntlet.
George Guastella, the CEO of Union Station, will join us in just a moment. Preview the Auschwitz exhibit that opens on Monday here in Kansas City.
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots and ruined your black tie fair.
Yeah, Garth is going to be a huge draw. By the way, we're going to get with meteorologist Steve Hamilton coming up right after the bottom of the hour news as this storm quickly approaches the Kansas City area. We'll get an update from Steve Hamilton on what we're looking at. Speaking of huge ticket demand, and we were talking about this just before the break, the Auschwitz exhibit opens on Monday at Union Station, and Union Station CEO George Guastella, who's been on this show many, many times, joins us on the KMBZ hotline. George, what a fantastic, sobering, necessary exhibit you have brought to town, and we thank you for it.
Oh, thank you so much. Our staff has been working so diligently. The board has been working diligently, and the donor community has come together. It's really humbling and moving for us to be able to be part of this international exhibition that's coming to Kansas City and then goes back to Europe. So we're the only place in the United States to see it now before it goes back to Europe.
Yeah, you use the perfect word, humbling. I mean, I can't imagine anything that would be more humbling than seeing something like that piece of history splayed out in front of us. And I wonder, because there is a line of respectfulness, obviously, that you have to have with an exhibition like this, but you want to be accurate and you want to be real about it as well. Talk a little bit about how that line is written.
Well, that's a really good question, and I've been on your show for many years, and I always talk about the exhibitions that are coming, and you've never seen anything like them, and on and on and on. And this one, it really is so vitally important that this is the time, this is the place, this is the story that must be told. And I can't think of any place better in the world than Union Station of Kansas City. And that's what we shared with the international exhibitors to get this exhibition to Kansas City. And what I mean by that is this is a train station. And Union Station is really the visual voice of Kansas City now. You know, we are the Eiffel Tower, we are the Arch, and what Union Station projects to the world projects who we are. And when you think about Union Station, Henry Block, you know, left Union Station to defeat the Nazis right out front. And then 75 years ago, those individuals that were displaced people after the camps came to Union Station, and they walked on our hallowed halls as our community welcomed those individuals. And those individuals with the scars and the pain have changed our community as well. So Union Station is the perfect example for that.
George Guastella joins us on the KMZ hotline. He is the CEO of Union Station. The Auschwitz exhibit opens on Monday. Michael Mackey, who's going to be joining us here after 4 o'clock, had the opportunity to see it yesterday, George.
He snuck in and I didn't know about it.
Yeah, well,
Do not listen to him. That
is his MO. But, seriously, he writes for In Kansas City Magazine, and they were hoping that he would write his review yesterday afternoon. And he told them, and they totally understand, he said, I need a day just to process what I saw. Yeah. You have seen it, George. Did anything? We've all heard of the atrocities of the Nazis and what happened in Poland and Auschwitz and Dachau near Munich. Did anything surprise you?
Oh, so many things, Scott. This has been a 5-year journey for myself and my business partners, Jerry Baber, here at the Union Station. We had the opportunity to meet Luis Fierro, who is the creator of this exhibition, 5 years ago when he presented at a museum conference for 2 minutes about an idea he had on an exhibition called Auschwitz. Went off to the side, and we courted him and told him why Union Station was there, and we were an early adopter and helped be part of the creation. I've seen it in Madrid, an opening, over 600,000 individuals saw it, been in New York multiple times. What really this exhibition is, it's not a horror show. The story is horrific. You will not see horrific pictures, but the story is horrific. And every artifact that Luis has chosen from the museums around the world tell a story. And when you look at that artifact, it just may be a glass, a shaving room. But what it tells you is you look at it and then you understand the horrific situations that happen and that they must never happen again. I will say to you, there's so many experiences, but each time I go in, I see a different piece. And being able to watch it being built, there's a child's shoe, maybe a 2-year-old, and there's a little shoe there in front of the doors after you enter the camp. And his sock, or her sock, is tucked very nicely into the shoe. Now, that little child walked in to think that he was going in to take a shower, to clean up. He packed his shoes. She packed her shoes. We don't know who that shoe is. And put it out there, expecting to come to return. And he was never, or she was never able to return for that. That individual would now be 80 years old. What did we lose? What were the individual's lives? He or she could have been a grandparent, had grandchildren now. We don't know the story. All we know is the loss and what could have changed our world. So those are the pieces that you're going to see in this exhibition.
George, if you could, we have to get going here in just a second. If you could speak up just a little bit here, because this part is also very important. Because some of the listeners are saying they're having a little bit of a tough time hearing you. How do people get tickets to the Auschwitz exhibit? Where do they need to go? Because I know you guys have already pre-sold. How many? Is it 70,000 already?
Yeah, exactly right. We have sold over 70,000 tickets so far, the largest single pre-sale in our history. We are sold out through July 13th already. It's very simple. You go to unionstation.org. We're selling pre-sale tickets and pre-timed tickets because this exhibition has one of the greatest audio tours. So when you take this, it could take you up to 2 hours to walk through the entire exhibition. The audio tour is like a Netflix documentary. It's that fantastic. So on-site, on-site, unionstation.org, click on it, and you can buy your tickets. I strongly recommend this. Will be here through next January. But if you're thinking you're going to come at the holidays, you better get your tickets now. And weekdays are our best opportunities right now.
Hey, very quickly, George, because we're up against a hard break. Sure. How long does it take to get through the Auschwitz exhibit? Somebody wants to know on the text line.
I want to say at least an hour and a half to 2 hours. And we are putting people in on the hour. So we're selling 150 tickets an hour. And we hope we'll be able to get everybody that wants to see it in, and maybe I'll have to expand hours. But it's that spectacular, and I hope that all of our community comes and embraces and learns the story.
Any age limit? I'm sorry to interrupt, George, but age limit on this?
We are recommending children over the age of 12. Anything under that, that's a parental experience, and we would ask them to think long and hard about that.
George Westello, the CEO of Union Station, the Auschwitz exhibit opens on Monday. It is a story everyone needs to see and to hear. It is sobering. And George, we appreciate your time joining us on the show.
Thank you for inviting us, and I look forward to continuing our conversation. Next time I'll talk a little bit louder, but it's not my usual topic. So I like
right on. I understand.
Stay referenced.
George, be well, my friend. You take care.
All righty. Look forward to it.
All right, buddy.
Bye.
All right. News is next, and then we will get an update on the weather from meteorologist Steve Hamilton, who will join us in just a moment here on Dana and Park.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And just like before we get meteorologist Steve Hamilton in here, let me do this in layman's terms. Damn, it got dark quick.
What did you call them? Giant blobs of darkness?
Yes, I looked out the window to the west and I said, look, John, giant blobs of darkness coming our way. Because if nothing else, I speak in layman's terms when it comes to the weather.
It is really dark out there.
Wow.
Like, it got crazy stupid dark.
It's
quick.
Still, yeah, the darkening is happening right. We could do the horror movie thing. Coming soon, the darkening. And it's going on right now, and it still continues.
Moments ago, it was light. Now it's dark. Meteorologist Steve Hamilton joining us. Steve, now I did the layman's terms. Now you get to do the scientific terms. What's going on?
Scientific terms, eh? I forgot them all when I graduated from college. Basically, what's going on is we have a line of strong thunderstorms coming into the Kansas City area right now. And these stretch all the way back to Topeka, all the way north into Nebraska. This is because of a cold front that's still over central Kansas right now and headed our way. And what's happening is there's dry air behind this cold front from a high-pressure system. Not a lot cooler, but it is very dry. And what you have is, as that front comes in, it pushes that warm, humid air that we've been experiencing here lately upward. So you get thunderstorms. And the issue with these thunderstorms, you have a lot of moist air on the front side of the front and a lot of dry air on the back side of the front. So with those differences in moisture and a little bit of a difference in temperature, you get these big thunderstorms. And the issue with these is the damaging wind. Okay, we've had a couple of hail reports. We had a report of a brief tornado out to way east of the metro area, but that was not a big deal. It's just a little spin up, and we may see a few of those around the metro over the next hour or so. But you've got this cold front coming in. It's a strong one and generating these big thunderstorms, and we've got this incredibly gusty wind. We've seen reports of 70-mile-per-hour winds ahead of this thing and as the storms are passing through. So it's a little rough. A couple of hail reports, but really not that big of a deal. The big deal is going to be the wind taking your lawn furniture and putting it in Iowa, probably. So it's not tied
lovely. Yeah, great. Well, again, given the fact that the wind is such a big deal, and it's funny, while you were talking, all of the trees outside started really swaying hard. So does that mean that if at any given time it's raining hard on you, that it's not going to be that long before it passes you by?
I would say yes, but we do have on radar another line behind this one. So the front is still off to our west. So what you're going to see is a few of these systems coming through, these masses of thunderstorms. They're all sort of bunched together, and we've got a big blob, if you will, coming through the metro area. That's what it looks like on radar, coming through the metro, and we may see a few more later on. Regarding the rain, you know, we're going to have that off and on for the rest of the day. Regarding the wind, a couple of bouts of strong, gusty wind. It's not going to be a continuous 70-mile-per-hour wind like you would have in a tropical storm or a hurricane, but the gusts are, you know, they can do some damage, ripping shingles off of roofs, and we've had reports of 1 or 2 inch thick tree limbs coming down, power lines coming down off to the west, and we'll probably get some of that coming through the metro.
I'd love to tell you what it looks like outside.
Oh, I see it.
No, I'm serious. I can't see. It looks like it would in the summer here at like 9:45, 10 o'clock at night. I cannot see I can only make out white cars as they drive by. I can't make out the color of any other car. It's gotten that dark that quickly.
When you get these clouds moving through, and these thunderstorms are, you know, they're thick. They go up high in the atmosphere, so that blocks all the sunlight. And with this type of system, are you familiar with a derecho? Like, it translates from American to American as big wind. We don't quite have that going on yet, but it's a similar situation when you have a cold front oriented the way this one is, running into warm and humid air. We may see this east of us later on tonight, and these things can go for hours and hours and hours with very damaging wind. I don't think we're going to have issues with that. We're going to have wind gusts for sure, but I don't think it's going to be a sustained thing. But, you know, I'm expecting some minor tree damage, some power poles coming down and things like that across the metro over the next couple of hours. We are kind of watching this second system coming in from Topeka, a second line of thunderstorms, and that may impact us a little bit later, maybe in an hour or so. But the big stuff is coming through right now. So you've got the heavy rain, you've got the gusty wind, and a little bit of hail, but most of this is going to be wind-related and brief heavy rainfall as this thing comes through the metro.
Talk to us about lightning, because that's the one thing as we look out the, you know, do the eyewitness weather bit again, looking out the window behind us, that I'm not seeing much of right now is lightning strikes. Is there a lot of that associated with this that's going to be here later on?
In this type of environment, really, no. Like I said, the issue is wind and rain. Lightning is more associated with what we call supercells, and of course we all know what those are. We get plenty of them around here. When you have isolated cells that are sort of off by themselves, and they can really rise high up in the atmosphere where you get the different charges between the top of the cloud and the bottom of the ground, negative and positive, that's when you get a lot of lightning. With this type of system, we don't really have that. These storms are sort of mashed all together. So, we're probably going to have some lightning with this type of environment. Not really that big of a deal, but, you don't want to be outside. You're going to get rained on and blown away and trash cans flying around, things like that.
Well, but Steve, let me tell you, and I'm going to put this back into layman's terms for just a minute. In just the course of the time that we've been talking, which is 6 minutes and 24 seconds, we've gone from damn to damn.
That's what these things do. I have a little saying, nature always wins. All you can do is kind of protect yourself and be aware of what's on the way. And, it's good that we have, radar apps and stuff like that on our phones, but there's nothing like an actual meteorologist telling you what's on the way. So, that's kind of where I come in. I do like to keep it in layman's terms. We don't use a lot of technical stuff even when we're not on the air, just because we want to understand what's going on. And it just keeps it a little bit more simple. So this front, as I've been talking about, is still over east central Kansas. So it hasn't even gotten here yet. This is all the stuff that's coming in ahead of it, which is normal. You would see this type of development ahead of the cold front. Now, when that comes through, we're going to see a quick drop off on the rain. It's probably still going to be a little bit gusty. The good news is it won't be as humid tomorrow, because all of that moist air that we've had over the area is coming down on us right now. So that's good. It's still going to be pretty warm, though. We're talking about 90. 89, 90 for tomorrow's high in the metro, but we're not going to have that heat, that humidity to deal with tomorrow, because it's all raining out on us right now. So that's a little glimmer of good news, but you got to watch out for that wind. We're seeing these continuous, as a matter of fact, let me check in with NWS real quick.
Well, while you're doing that, I'll just tell everybody the temperature has dropped in the last 15 minutes from 84 degrees to now 72 degrees.
I'll take it. So
yeah, the when the rain comes down, it cools off the air, so that we can enjoy that for a little while. Fairly comfortable sleeping weather tonight, as far as the lows down to like 60. We are seeing reports of 1 or 2 inch thick tree limbs coming down, and lots of roof damage. A few roofs coming off of buildings. Now, we don't know what kind of buildings those are. It might be just a shed or something like that. Flagpoles coming down off to our west, and it's pretty rough. So you don't want to be out in this. If you're within range of your house or your office or something, just get there and stay there for a while until this stuff passes through. The storm we're looking at right now, the blob of storms, I'll call it, goes from about Smithville down to Olathe. And then we have another round out by Topeka. So that's going to be affecting us a little bit later on, say an hour or so. So it's not over yet. We've got the big stuff moving through right now, and then another round of this. And then once that front gets through, you'll be surprised at how quickly things will probably clear up by mid-evening. A little bit breezy, should be clearing up pretty quickly after we get through this, but you know, lawn furniture and stuff like that, trash cans. You got to be aware of trees. If you've got a lot of trees on your lawn
or had
driving around, had
a lot of trees on your property. Yeah.
Had a lot of trees. We've seen some reports of uprooted trees as well, which is something you would normally see with a tornado type situation. But the tornado risk is very low with this system just because of the orientation of the cold front. You need isolated severe thunderstorms for tornadic development. But we could see a few spin-ups that, you know, the one we had out near, it was just east of the metro, out by Oreck. Brief, like EF0 is what National Weather Service called it already. It was just a little quick thing that they didn't even have time to put a warning out on that. Just disappeared, which is good. Probably didn't do any damage. But the straight line winds are what's causing the rough stuff right now. Wind damage, let's see, 3-inch tree limbs down. And that was a report from just west of the metro near Bonner Springs. So this is what's coming into our area right now.
All right, Steve, go ahead very quickly because we got to get to a quick break. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. So basically the main advice is get inside and stay there until this passes. Don't worry about tornadoes too much. Heavy rain, very gusty wind.
All right, brother. Hey, do appreciate your time. Thank you, Steve Hamilton.
My pleasure.
All right, be good, brother. That is meteorologist Steve Hamilton. John Grayson, I'm Scott Parks. Michael Mackey is in the building. He will join us right after 4 o'clock. Don't forget Festivus Friday coming your way at 5. That is brought to you by Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzer. All right, we have severe thunderstorm warnings in effect for the next handful of minutes. For Johnson, Wyandotte, Leavenworth counties on the Kansas side, Platte, Jackson, Clinton, and I believe Clay on the Missouri side of the state line. These are in effect until 4 o'clock this afternoon, unless, of course, they are extended. Our thanks to meteorologist Steve Hamilton. He's a wordy little cat, isn't he?
Man, he needs to come out of his shell some, you know? Just learn how to elucidate just a tad. A lot of damage reports coming in off of the text line from you as well, and thank you for those people talking about tree branches down. A little hail that fell a few minutes ago in western Shawnee. Small, but still there, and if it's there, it's noteworthy. I mean, that kind of stuff can do some damage.
Looking at the video on Twitter that's coming in from, this is from Channel 41. What neighborhood is this? It doesn't say what neighborhood it is, but dang. Well, there goes your trampoline. Bye.
Bye. By the way, all of those thunderstorm warnings, severe thunderstorm warnings, have been extended to 4:15.
4:15. I mean, this rain is, this video that 41's got, this rain is coming down sideways. Hello. My goodness. All right. So be safe out there, everybody. Seriously, man, just take it easy. And Jay Edwards is right. Turn on those headlights because I can already tell in 5 o'clock one of the grievances is going to be when this storm was rolling through in the 3 and 4 o'clock hours, nobody turned their headlights on.
Mm-hmm.
Turn on your damned headlights. My goodness.
Yeah, and maybe we'll be lucky enough out of this, although he did say that there was a little bit coming behind it, that most of this, by the time we hit 5 p.m. and rush hour starts in true, that it'll already be passed. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, story here from CNN as we wrap up this hour. An estimated $17 billion of beer and liquor sales in the United States in 2016. $17 billion worth of beer and liquor was consumed by minors with the products of three companies, AB InBev, Molson Coors, and Diageo, accounting for nearly 45% of underage youth consumption.
Wow.
Says Pamela Tregenstein, who helped write the study. A study of this kind has not been done in some 20 years, and it shows that the alcohol industry is making billions of dollars from the sale of alcohol to minors. Was it that? Is that their fault?
If they're doing it and hiding it because it's illegal, how did they figure out how much minors consumed?
That's an excellent question, Sam. Yeah, how do you keep track of illegal activity like that unless you go by the number of people who get caught doing it and then extrapolate out from it? But even then, you're talking about numbers that are going to be pretty wildly inaccurate.
Mm-hmm. The study was published yesterday in the Journal of Studies on Alcohol and Drugs. Blah, blah, blah. Researchers compared their numbers to industry sales in 2016, which they said was the latest data available and adjusted for under-reporting. This is generating, I don't know if these are calls coming in about the storm moving through or if these are calls about underage drinking in America. If they are, we'll continue on the other side with Michael Mackey. Hey, John, thank you for spending some time, man.
My
really
pleasure. Thank you for asking.
Good to see you in person again. It's like, yeah, like a little high school reunion. You need a haircut, by the way.
I will get one.
Okay. News coming up, and then Michael Mackey will join us in studio, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget, we got Festivus Friday coming your way at 5 o'clock. Chocolate covered cherries and seedless watermelon. Oh, nothing from the ground is good enough.
Body rise. Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.